Hello and welcome to Two Old Guys on the Back Porch. I am Steve Scotch, and we have the lovely and talented Kat, that's C-A-T, saving the best for last. Kat, what's going on?
Hey, how y'all doing? We can be found on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and all your premier podcast platforms. We also can be found on Facebook and Instagram. Give me a follow. And if you found either one of us on TikTok, we'll TikTok to you. Okay, we got two towns to shout out here, there, in the European region. Our first one is Swindon, England. Swindon is known for being the central regional business home of many technological and pharmaceutical companies, as well as the national headquarters for international companies such as Nationwide, Intel, and Zurich. Our other town is Roubaix, France. The name Roubaix is a Frankish word for the word brook, and it's very good. There's three different little brooks there in France that all meet together there. And it's also a city of art and history. Giving y'all a round of applause.
All right, alcohol is always chilling here on the back porch. We're chilling too. We got a blast of cold through here. It's been brutal for a while. I received 6 bottles of bourbon and 5 bottles of scotch for Christmas this year. So Kat asked me if I thought I had a drinking problem, and I said no, I don't have a drinking problem. I don't have to go to the liquor store till maybe June. Today, I'm doing shots from a bottle called 1792. And it's 125 proof, which could spell trouble later on. Kat, what you sipping?
I'm just having me a lovely glass of rosé.
Ooh, sounds sweet like you, babe.
Rosé all day.
All right, I have breaking news. You're not sitting down, sit down. I joined the TikTok nation. That's right. Old dude on the back porch has joined the 21st century. So, of course, as soon as I got on there, they cut the damn thing off. So you're welcome. Old man on the back porch joined in, and it went down. But our Lord and Savior brought it back up, or at least he took credit for it. Now, in the 80s, in this country, a drug known as crack cocaine showed up. TikTok has got to be the closest thing I've ever seen to crack cocaine. As soon as I started scrolling, I couldn't stop. I didn't search anything. I still haven't searched anything. But right off the bat, I had these hot chicks showing me how to make awesome food in a crock pot. And I don't know if anyone's noticed, all these TikTok recipes involve Philadelphia cream cheese and bags of shredded cheese. I got Skater Girl. I got this roller skating chick going around with these old school tunes by the Daz Band playing in the background. And Kitty Cat here got me some awesome headphones so I can crank this shit up. Comedians started popping up. Cat Williams. Cat Williams is effing hilarious. Bill Bear. They keep showing up. And I will say one of the first characters on TikTok that caught my attention is this cat called Stale Cracker.
Oh, Lord.
I mean, this crazy Cajun, he's money, dude. I mean, he cooks, he drinks, he cooks. He stretches the English language in directions I've never seen. Stale Cracker, definitely a live wire. And here's another highlight for me in my just starting journey on TikTok is this AI shit. Okay.
Oh my God.
Where they got these realistic looking cats. You know, they look like house cats and they're like they go out in the garden and pull up some veggies or come back and start cutting up meats and put them in the pan, and then they start chowing down. It's very visually appealing watching this. And
well, I think you're having fantasy that you're going to take all those feral cats that are at your office every day.
No, I like
and it. Are going to start working on the sushi and making some stir fry and gardening.
It actually chills me out because it's got that music in the background.
Right.
And it looks like a real freaking cat. Okay, again, I'm new to the TikTok, so get off me. All right, I'm just taking it in. It's pretty cool. The AI stuff in the sporting realm is effing hilarious. You know, where the NFL players or coaches are sitting at the press conference and AI puts these words in their mouth. It is freaking awesome. And again, it's a little addictive. You know, I just started on this TikTok adventure a couple months ago. But the first thing I noticed too was like a whole hour will go by.
Oh, yeah.
And it seemed like minutes. You know, me and Snoop Dogg here, our dog, we'll go walking through the woods or whatever, come back. We got a couple hours. Kitty cat's in here fixing dinner or whatever. So I'll pull out a book and read. Well, now I pull up the TikTok. I'm like, I'll just look at it for, you know, like 5 minutes or something.
Right.
And it just, boom, an hour goes by. I'm like, what the hell? That's not good. Like I said, TikTok, it can keep you from doing things that matter, like walking the dog, helping the wife or the girlfriend with dinner, reading a book. You know, that's the one that's kind of bugging me, is my reading time has really taken a hit.
That's because, I mean, you and I usually read or do something right before we go to bed. Now we sit there with the headphones and do TikTok.
It's as bad. It is. You know, I have an addictive personality anyway.
I think
so. It's easy for TikTok to suck me in. I should have never touched it.
I think it's the algorithm. It's tuned to you. I mean, you've discussed what you like to watch, and what I like to watch is totally different. I mean, horse breeders, lady.
Do you search stuff?
No.
I don't touch
it. It just knows. It shows you stuff, and the algorithm changes as you keep watching. Like, I usually watch this lady in Fancy Gap, Virginia, who's got a sheep farm. And she's got this little calf that was a preemie, and she's raising it, and she's bottle feeding it, and she's turned, you know, it's basically almost like a cow dog because it's almost so tame. It's a sweet little cow named Morris. And I sit there and see what Morris has done today.
What is wrong with us?
I don't know.
Are we simple now?
Or I'm listening to what's gone wrong on Sister Wives or Bravo or whatever, and that's about it.
I mean, here's the deal. TikTok, it's another form of entertainment.
Right.
Look at it like that. Me, you, we all need to use self-control here.
Well, what I started doing was I got it to time it so that after an hour, it goes, hey, you're still on here.
Oh, I didn't know.
I have to type in a number if I want to continue watching. I set it up myself.
I'm not that bad yet.
I set it up myself so I wouldn't continue watching.
Yeah, I don't know. We all need to use a little self-control and reduce our time on TikTok.
What do you like most about watching? It just relaxes you?
I don't know. I like to laugh.
You like to
laugh. So the comedians are cool. Like I said, the AI stuff with the sport dudes putting words in their mouth, you know, ripping on their opponents and this and that.
I don't know.
I like the ones that have kick-ass music playing too.
Right. Like, I don't know. Facebook, to me, is all the people you already knew before you ever went to social media, right? Your cousins, people you went to high school and college with. Instagram, to me, is stuff you like, you know, but you're not that into it. I mean, I have a few, I would call them internet friends, a lot of female runner friends on Instagram. TikTok to me is like somehow or another is like going into your brain and picking the stuff out that you really like and keep showing you that.
Well, one thing they keep showing, which is lame as hell, is these DJs. Okay, oh, I'm going to go down in the man cave and set up my own DJ booth down there. I mean, all it is I got a strobe light. I got all that shit. I got a mixing board down there. And they're like playing these crappy songs. And most of them are like women, what, like in their 40s or 50s or something.
Yeah, there's
and they're
some
playing
chicks,
ABBA
Gen X
and
chicks
shit.
My age like, that are
nothing
spinning the stuff.
And I'm like, who is watching this?
Somebody is. I mean,
and they're like, "Hey, thanks for that tap, or thanks for that watch,
what's
or thanks
crazy,
for that like." You know, and really,
it'll even like okay. So that thing I watched, Mahjong, the two ladies playing Mahjong, there are thousands of people watching the
I've
freaking
got
Mahjong
to learn
chick.
That freaking game. I want to get addicted to that. Something that makes you use your brain.
Right.
All right. Enjoy your TikTok. Just me, you, and all of us need to slack off a little bit. Easier said than done, but I'm going to try. Let's roll right into One Tough Son of a Bitch. All right, this week, it's Kit Carson. Born in 1809 from Richmond, not Virginia, Kentucky. Kit Carson left home at 16, became a mountain man. You don't hear that anymore.
No, now that mountain
man,
it's a profession.
Trapper.
You're on some show on Net Geo.
Just grab the shotgun and head out into the wilderness and see what the hell happens. Let's see. He was a guide for John C. Fremont, who mapped out the Oregon Trail.
Right.
He participated in the conquest of California from Mexico. During his time, there was a lot of articles, dime store novels about Kit Carson. Most of it exaggerated.
Right.
And he really wasn't into that. You would think you'd be, hey, look, I'm a star or whatever. Wasn't down with it. Again, just headed out into the wilderness, took on what nature had to give him, weather, wild animals. The Native American Indian was out there. Check us out. One time, Kit, he had two bears chase him up a tree. And one of the bears grabbed hold of the tree at the bottom and started shaking it to try to knock him out of the tree. Can you imagine pissing your pants down? You're looking down and there's two bears waiting to take you apart. And you're like, I'm going to hang on. But he survived. Kind of a divided legacy for Kit Carson. He had many battles with the Native Americans, but he also saw what was happening to him.
Right. He spoke a lot of languages, Spanish, Navajo, Apache, Cheyenne, Paiute, Shoshone, but he was illiterate. So, you know, he was also served in the Mexican War, the Civil War. He was an Indian agent. He was a skilled hunter. I mean, he was...
Dude was tough as nails.
He was very talented.
I don't remember hearing about him in school.
No.
But I remember hearing about Kit Carson for some reason. Maybe somebody had a little paperback around the house. I don't remember.
Okay, like Carson City, Nevada is named after him.
Oh, okay.
Carson National Forest there in New Mexico and Fort Carson in Colorado are named after Kit Carson.
Yeah. Again, as far as the Indians go, he saw their hunting grounds were slowly disappearing as waves of what white settlers took over. And he kind of saw the need for the Indian reservation as a way of separating and shielding them from white hostility and white culture. And that makes Kit Carson one tough son of a bitch. Are we watching stuff?
Yes, I think I must be on a World War II kick. I don't know. This is a movie. I can't think it came out in, I'm going to say 2023, maybe. It's called Lee. You can watch it right now on Hulu. It's a story about the photographer Elizabeth Miller Lee. She was a fashion model who later became a photographer. So she's there in France, like in the late 30s, having a wild old time photographing. And all of a sudden, Hitler takes over, you know, starting to take over Europe. She and her artistic friends are trying to figure out their new lives. Some of them stayed there in France while she moved on with Roland Penrose. And this is really well acted. Kate Winslet is playing Lee, and Roland Penrose is played by Alexander Sarsgaard. And she's continuing trying to, you know, she's trying to cover stories about World War II through the, I guess, the view of working for British Vogue. And she's doing a great job, but now all of a sudden, the World War II is going on to where it's going on to France. And the British wouldn't let her come along with their army to kind of cover the war. Instead, she goes to the Americans because she was an American, and she's going to cover World War II. And she kind of gets there, and she kind of gets with Andy Sandberg is in this, and is actually does a very excellent job.
Wow.
He's playing a Jewish photographer, and they're both photographing the war together. It's really well acted. She's, you know, if you want to see what a 40, 50-year-old woman looks like naked, you're going to see what Kate Winslet looks like naked. And she has no
qualms about it. She's a good actress.
She's a very good actress. And, you know, you kind of go with her and Andy, Kate Winslet and Andy, through World War II trying to photograph things. I mean, there's a famous photograph that she got Andy to take once they got to Berlin of her taking a bath in Hitler's bathtub. That's because what Lee Miller.
They preserved all that stuff?
Yeah. And, you know, it's really good. And, of course, there's a part where it's just awful where they go to the concentration camps, and it just breaks your heart. It's a very, very...
Through the eyes of the lens.
You know, of a photographer. I mean, Robert Capp is a great photographer, but this was like a different viewpoint, you know. There's a picture of like a woman after, you know, the Battle of Berlin is done. It looks obviously like she committed suicide with cyanide. And she does this beautiful, artful photograph of this woman just laying there dead for no reason other than she followed Hitler. Anyway, it's a really good film. If you're a photographer or not, whatever. It's really well presented. Kate does an amazing job in acting this. And it's really, and it was so good. Her son, Lee Miller's son, who later became a photographer there in England, worked with her and got everything together and made this book. I've got it on my nightstand right now, of the photographs that she took during World War II. And she also wrote articles for British Vogue that went along with the photographs. Mm. It's really, really, really well done. Anyway, I highly recommend this movie. It's called Lee. You can watch it on Hulu. Anyway, it's quite an excellent watch.
All right. Thank you, Kat. And again... So heavy. Let's lighten it up with a shot. Can we get a shot going? What do we got?
Okay, this one I kind of made up.
Well, what?
It was a drink called the Dragon Kiss, and I kind of made it a shot instead. It's right, one part Fireball and two parts cranberry juice.
Happy Valentine's Day, baby.
Thank you, dear.
Not too bad.
Not bad.
The Fireball hits you at the start. What else is in it?
Cranberry juice.
And then the cranberry kind of duds it out. Womp, womp, womp. I don't know. It's different.
It's different.
All right. Let's roll right into Band of the Week. This week we were bumpered in with a band called Rum Jungle from Newcastle, Australia. Benny McIntyre on vocals and guitar. Josh Childs on the guitar. Michael Camacho on bass and Fraser McDonald on drums. Sorry, Michael. Australia, again, has been cranking out some really good bands over the past few years. Rum Jungle.
What, they're not Silverchair? You know, Silverchair.
I don't know where they went. Rum Jungle. This band is a trip. Listen to their stuff. They can change it up with every song. They can do, like, I don't know, guitar pop, do a slow ballad, throw in a little surf rock, maybe a dose of reggae splashed in. I dig it. Are they going to be anywhere, Kat?
They are going to be February 15th in Raglan, New Zealand at the Yard Music Cafe.
Bring it. Go to iTunes and download the song we were bumpered in with today called Her and the Sun. Check out Rum Jungle wherever you get your music. Thank everybody for hanging out on the back porch. And we will see y'all down the road.
See ya.